So I ask all you guys, if y'all can, go to the Man Mindset when you get a chance. It's the Man Mindset Interactive. And the beautiful thing about it is it's a you choose your story. So when you go to the Man Mindset, you choose how you want to play. And it is after the bid. It's after you talk to the woman and she hits you up on a message, and it's going to give you a story. Then it's going to give you four choices that you can choose that's going to take you to another choice of four choices that's going to take you to other choices. It's something that nobody's doing. We are the only ones doing it. We're the only ones doing it. And that's the beauty about what we're doing. We're trying to show you that we are trying to separate ourselves from everybody, man. Let me get to some of the questions. Let me see. Guys, you got a question, please put a queue. I got you covered, man. Thank you very much, V. Appreciate that, man. Our lines are open if you want to call in. I think I'm almost caught up with the thank you, 154 likes. I appreciate that. Thank you, Freelance Ron. And the birthday package is open. Thank you, guys. And we're going to continue. I just want to catch up with the questions because I want to make sure that I answer all your questions. I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring you because there are no bad questions. So I'm going to try to catch up with the questions, and we're doing that right now. What happened to certain products? Like, because what happened was YouTube took a lot of that shit down. YouTube, like, screwed me over and took a lot of that shit down. So it killed everything, man. But once I can't listen. Oh, wait, first let me tell you this. The bid is going to be a 30-minute coaching session. The bid is a 30-minute coaching session. But guys, I'm gonna up the ante. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm gonna up the ante real quick and tell y'all something and give y'all another surprise. Now the book ain't. We're still working on the book because we got to do everything. But you remember, I told you the book is gonna be over 600 pages. Remember that? I'm gonna give you one more clue. The book is gonna be over 800 pages. Okay, that's all I can say right now. It's going to be over 800 pages, and you have no idea. That's just the beginning of the first door. They may lead to other doors, but you will see. Nobody's doing what we're doing, but I just want to give y'all, I just help y'all out. I know it's delayed because I got to do all this shit, but I told you before it's over 600 pages. Now I'm telling you it's over 800 pages. It's over 800 pages. So let me continue. I just want to let y'all guys know. Let me keep going. How do you develop your scribe? Easily, man. Your scribe, okay. Developing your scribe is just you talking to you. It's you and your thoughts. Guys, you have thoughts all day, and you just don't write them down because you think they have no meaning. You write down things that you want to do with women. You write down ways you want to talk to women. You write down ways you want to move like a man. And you write it down on a notepad. And then you organize it. That's all it is, big dog. So just get a notebook with an organizer and start writing your thoughts down, but have it subjects. And write down the thought in the subject, because what happens is you'll have a thought, and that shit will go away, and you'll forget the thought, so write it down. That's where you start off with your scribe. Let me continue answering some. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if you guys want to call in. 360, would you say challenging a woman on something causes her to set you apart from other guys? Well, no, I don't challenge women, my brother. I challenge myself. See, when I challenge myself, what I'm saying is that you just can't get to me off of your pussy or your body. And I don't mean to challenge them. Now follow how this works. It works when you don't talk to them. It works when they talk to you and they know the conversation is going so good to where they would send you kind of like a message like this or some shit like this. You know, I feel frozen. It's not fair. I can't move on. I can't stand still. Whatever loving the hell I am, I'm supposed to do. And how I just say it's normal. Why am I not? You see that? That's what we want. That or the lost and found box. But when women know that your standard of withholding the dick, and we'll talk about that tomorrow with Ty, but the standard changes everything, big dog. The standard changes everything in the game. The standard forces her to be better. Because what you're saying to her is that I'm not the average guy, and I need to know what you're going to do to get my attention, because other women have my attention. What are you going to do to be worth my time? Other women have my time. What are you going to be doing to worth my respect? And what are you going to do to get the dick? So I'm not challenging her because I'm the prize. She's got to work to get me. She ain't special. She's got to work to get me. Let me get to this one. Thank you, A. Thank you, G. Man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, man. What should I do if my homie dates my ex? Let them date. Guys, y'all got to listen. Y'all got to get out of y'all fucking feelings, man. Y'all got to let these women go. Y'all cannot keep these women around. It did not work out. A man keeps his eyes for. Guys, let me tell you something. Call this one up, right? And, well, called after I got a message, but so I'm like, what's up? I said, that nothing. She said, I know. I said, no. Who are you talking to now? Because I know you ain't been talking to me. I said, I'm good. I'm cool. I'm good. I said, okay, yeah, because, you know, we haven't been talking in a while. You know, I've been kind of kicking it with some other guy, da-da-da-da. All right, cool, yeah. All right, yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, what's going on with you? What's up? Why'd you reach out to me? You missed the dick? Oh, you need to stop. Why does it always got to be about the dick? Oh, okay. Maybe I just miss you. Brother, listen to me. This is why I keep telling y'all about these women. Let them the fuck go so they can come. All right, listen. It's important about game. Never try to cuff a woman. Let her make the decision of what she wants to do. Because she wants to do it, not because you want to do it. So you got to get out of your fucking feelings, brother. You got to get out of your feelings, man. You said, I find it hard to sleep and you're always working. Would this be something I achieve when I'm learning? Yeah. Yeah, it's hard, man. Fuck, man. I slept between 5 and 6. I got up and went back to work. And then at around 9 this morning, I rode my bike. It was a fucking terrible ride. And then I've been up ever since. So when I end this show, I'm going to be working again, probably sleep for about an hour or two. I'm going to do the workout. I'm going to work. Then I'm going to do Ty. I got to do coaching and stuff. Then Ty. And then after Ty, I'm going to probably play some video games, some Call of Duty or some fucking Call of Duty or whatever fucking game I'm playing. And then after that, I'm going to go do a live show at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. to carry over the next day. So it doesn't end. If you see it, it doesn't end, man. So if you don't want to be about the game, sleep is going to be hard because remember, I always tell you guys to watch the movie Dark on Netflix. It's very good because what you know is a drop. You don't know the ocean. And when the drop turns into an ocean, you really don't want to sleep and everything, okay? You said what? Oh, so 100 pieces, 3 months, and then talk to them. To him, what are you talking about? You mean him or them? Please let me know. Well, yeah, I'm saying take your time. The key thing, black man, is, let me check the phone lines. The key thing is the communication. It's not about trying to finish the puzzles. Thank you, 172 likes. It's about talking to yourself to make the moves for yourself, okay? That's what the game is about. That's what the game is about. So, it's kind of like a Harry Potter book. You know my bitch ass. I'm on some Harry Potter shit. Steve, hey, some cat going to be like on page 507. Hey, Russ, It is one door of many doors. I can't give it away, but y'all will see. Y'all will see. DM again. I mean, like, how do you come up with content and how do you make it more erotic? Okay, well, all right. Okay, you send them my poetry page. What I do, I'll give you an idea. I'm going to go top of my head. Let's say, all right, let's say the moment is happening where we're kissing by the wall. Okay, let me show y'all. We're kissing, and she really doesn't notice it at first, but we're kissing by the wall. I tell you how to set up. We're kissing by the wall, right? And then all of a sudden, she stops kissing me, and she looks at, let's say, a painting that I have on my wall, and she wants to know more about the painting. So I'll give you an example. So I'm just giving you a broad example. So first thing I'm going to do, like I always tell you in the morning, you know, when you I brush my teeth in the shower because, you know, after I work out, I get my scope, peroxide. And y'all know how I do that shit. The peroxide, I swish it in my mouth, spit that shit out, and I'm like a rabid dog. Then I pour the scope in my mouth and keep that in there, and I take my toothbrush. And, so I'm like, so say I'm brushing my teeth. And I have an idea. Oh, shit. Okay. What happens if she is looking at the photo after we start kissing and she and the mood is set, okay? So example, scribe. Write this down. What I want to do is I want to get right behind her. I want to take my right hand and I want to wrap it around her waist. My left hand is going to, let me see, I'm trying to get my hands right. Okay, my left hand, okay, my right hand's going to go around her waist. My right hand's going around her waist. Now, she's in front of me. Right hand around her waist. And then with my thumb, the inside of my thumb right here, I'm going to go from her temple. Go feel that, guys. Feel that. I want y'all guys, take your thumb right here. Go to your temple. Come all the way down right there, okay? All the way down the cheek. Y'all feel that? Now, remember, this is me. I'm in the shower thinking this shit. So I'm going to go down. Now, once I reach this part of her chin with this part, then with my hand that's around her waist, I'm going to bring her and twirl her towards me. Where then I'm going to take the hand that twirls around me, the right hand, and then I'm going to slide that motherfucker right up her goddamn back. And then I'm going to drag that shit right down and then stop right there. So not only do I have it scribed, but then I could put it in my studio. I can add flavor to it, but I can talk it, text it, voicemail, or I can use that, like say I'm getting her off and making her like I'm making her a masturbation tape. That file that I just told you, I can pull that. Guys, listen to me. I can grab what I just told you motherfuckers right now. Let's say I'm trying to create a masturbation tape for her, right? Something to masturbate to, right? So as soon as I'm thinking, I can go right to my motherfucking studio, and what I just told you, I can grab that fucking track that I just told you motherfuckers right there, and I can add that, because remember, it's just a thought that I'm writing down. I have no use for it right now, but because I thought of it, I can use it whenever the fuck I want to. I can use it the first kiss. I can use it when I undress her. I can use it in a text message. I can use it while she's masturbating, because I created it. So hopefully y'all guys can understand how game works, brothers. That's how it does, man. That's how it works. That's the beautiful thing about poetry and stuff. Yes, that's where, because think about it. Let's say I'm talking to her or I'm in her ear, or I'm sending her a poetry track or a masturbation track. Think about what I just told you. Watch how I break this down, okay? Why are you taking time rubbing that pretty pussy of yours? I want you to imagine us right now, me kissing you. And I would break that down, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get that. But as I'm kissing your body and as you're rubbing your pussy, you stop kissing me and you begin to look at the photo on the wall. And as you look at the photo on the wall, I start to step behind you. And with my right hand, I put it around your waist. And with my left hand, I take my thumb, the inside of my thumb, touch the side of your temple, and then go all the way down to your chin. And as soon as I touch your arm, my right arm, and twirl you around in front of me so you can look right at me to see what I'm going to do next. And all I'm going to do is, while you're rubbing that pussy, can you imagine my hands going all the way up your spine and then sliding all the way down? Y'all see that? Do you see how that works just from the one thought that I told you? See, you scribe it. That's why poetry is so important, because everything I'm just showing you right now is off the top of my head. I just took just something off the top of my head, but I can break it down and do it whenever I want to do it. Right? So hopefully that answers your question, but y'all can see the depth in game because I created it. You see what I'm saying? I created it, all right? See one of the 5-man partner called dude. Yeah, man. Hey, let me know, man. I roll with the 50 cal, man. Yeah, we can run that shit. We can run that shit. Besides 1,000 words, with other movies? Purple Rain, Bridges of Madison County, 9.5 weeks, motherfucking The Tudors, House of Cards, any Viking show. Just those are for a few, man. Just those are, I mean, there's just a few right there. Let me see here. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Shout out to my, we going to get in the show tomorrow. I hope he's back and safe. Shout out to my motherfucking dog from the goddamn dojo. Taekwondo is in the house. My ace boom coob is in this motherfucker, man. Guys, much love to Ty. Guys, hold on. Where's my... Hey, let me give a shout out to my dog, Ty. Do I have something? Give some love to my dog, Taekwondo. Shit, where's it at? Can't find it. Shout out to Taekwondo. My dog and I, hope you back, brother. Hope you had a safe trip. Much respect to my motherfucking dog. Ty and I are going to be hitting the show, man. Shout out. Give some love to Taekwondo and the dojo members. The dojo, stand up. Man, hey, guys, Ty is that guy, man. I tell Ty every day that when he gets my old ass age, I'm 50 now, I'll be 51 on the 21st, that his eyes going to be glowing as much game as he got, dog. I'm a Star Wars guy. He's like Anakin Skywalker. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. This motherfucker might be the powerful, most strongest fucking Jedi in the universe type shit. And he don't know. He is a great man on his way to greatness. And it is an honor to call that motherfucker friend, man. Much love to my dog, man. Ty is a motherfucking G. That's my goddamn dog, man. That's my dog, man. Appreciate your time, man. And we got to have a show tomorrow. Shout out to Taekwondo. Yes, sir. So your scribe can be your mind. Well, yeah, because you got to write the notes down because, I'm skilled to keep the notes in my mind. Get behind her, rub her cheek, hand there, turn around, up back, come down. See, I already got it in my mind stored. So once you get it stored and learn it, write notes. When you have the thought, write the notes and just put it away. You don't have to fix it and do all that. Just put it away from right now, okay? Just put it away for right now, okay? Don't get nervous. No. Russ, I promise you, man, take that poetry, get your ass to a poetry slam. I promise you, man, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. I won't get it, but yeah, man, y'all don't understand, man. Y'all don't understand the greatness of the mouthpiece, the depth of the mouthpiece, okay? Let me see here. Let me keep going. I forgot. Another show. Watch Billions. I love the chess match of Billions. No Country for Old Men. Absolutely. Fuck, I forgot that one. Goddamn Billions. Watch Power. All these shows, man. Fucking Narcos. All them motherfuckers got game and shit, man. They all got game, man. They all got game. There's Taekwondo's thing. Yeah, check out Taekwondo, guys. Check that bad motherfucker out, man. Check my dog out. Okay. Question here. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open, guys, if y'all want to call in. I'm going back to college in 2 weeks, but I can't do the wine above the bed in the dorms. What is the alternative? Can if you want, but I don't want you to get in trouble. So what I want you to do, you can have the wine on the side if you want, but I would prefer that you find a way to get a cover that you can have clips. You can have it in your bedroom, dude. They're not going to check your fucking bedroom. And all you got to do is put a little bit of spackle and fucking paint that shit over, man. They won't know that shit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stand up dojo. Wait, if I plant Frank Sinatra, is that the same? I don't understand what that means. I don't understand what that means, brother. I don't understand what that means, man. He says, how do I position myself to get a woman's trust? No, you've already lost. You've already lost. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want her to fucking love me. And if she trusts me or not, I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to win her trust. What? Okay, do you understand the weak position you're in? You're trying to kiss her ass to make her give you a crumb of fucking trust. You got to be better than that. You got to be better than that. Don't win. Don't position yourself to get a woman's trust. Position yourself to trust you. What she does and what she doesn't do is none of your business, brother. Man, don't do that shit. I'm going to get to your girl. Girl, what got to do, girl? Yeah, and guess what? Guess what? You'd be like, baby, how can you trust me?
Well, I don't know if I can trust you. I mean, the last guy that I was with, he told me he loved me, and I trusted him. And because I trusted him, he took advantage of me. He took advantage of my life. And now I've been doing this, singing Beyonce songs and drinking liquor and playing with my cat muffins, and I just don't trust men anymore. So, young man, if you want this pussy, you got to earn my trust.
Guys, do not do that shit. Don't do that shit. Never let a woman tell you, Pinky Blinders. Yes, Pinky Blinders. I'm sorry, guys. There's so many of these motherfuckers, man. Narcos is on Netflix. Oh, there's a new one. What is that show we were talking about? Brand new show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, stop. Wait. What is that show on fucking Netflix? With that Chinese dude and the cameras all over the place. Is it, come on, Freelance. I know you saw that shit. What is it called? Charlie? Fuck. What? God damn it. Guys, hold on. Wait. I got to catch up to the thing. What is that show? Sex Life? Yeah, wait. Sandman. Yeah, the Sandman. But what is that show that's, it's a guy in the cameras all over the place. Carter, yes. Guys. Fucking watch Carter. God damn. Holy shit. Yes, watch The Boys too. Yes. No. See, okay, I'm going to tell you, okay, let me show you where you're going wrong and you're new here. I'm going to show you your minuses, okay? Your first problem is we don't judge women over here. Okay, we don't judge races and colors and all that other stuff. So please don't say that, because this is not about race or color. It's about your mindset. So don't play Frank Sinatra, because let me tell you something. See, when we were in high school, guys, don't judge us. I should show you. Let me show you a picture. Let me see if I can show you a shit. Let me see. Hold on a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all going to laugh at me, but I'm going to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. And let me help this guy out with this question on this. Hold on. I'm pecking with one hand. All right, let me show y'all what we had. Let me explain why he's wrong with what he's saying, and let me show y'all what's up. So, y'all gonna laugh at me, but y'all, hey, y'all can't judge me. Do not fucking judge me on what I'm about to show y'all. I know y'all gonna laugh at me, and that's okay. Y'all can laugh at me, because it's fine, because y'all don't know the struggle. Fuck y'all. But I'm gonna say it now, so I'm gonna show y'all some shit. So y'all cannot wait. Y'all cannot fucking laugh at me. It's gonna hurt my feelings. But let me show you some shit. Hold up, I gotta take a photo of this shit. Hold on, guys, I'm gonna show y'all something to answer this guy's question, because I don't think y'all understand. And this is exactly guys, this is exactly what I had. When I was 13 and fucking, this is exactly what I had. And I got to explain this to you. I got to break all this down to you. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to fuck. Hold up. I'm about to show y'all something. Y'all, hey, guys, it's a funny moment. Y'all can laugh at me if y'all want. It's cool. Y'all can laugh at me. But I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. And I'm going to show y'all something. We're going to have a powwow, and I'm going to clean this question up. All right, that motherfucker's in there. All right, wait, I watch this, guys. Now, y'all can laugh at me. All right, now, all you guys out here, y'all can laugh at me because I poke fun of myself, but I'm not ashamed of this. So when I started fucking, I mean, wait, not that. Hold on a second. Let me get it out there. So when I started fucking, okay, I had this, but this is something that we started to do, okay? Now, let me pull it up for you, and I know y'all going to laugh at me, but I need y'all to understand where I'm coming from, okay? I know y'all got jokes. Hey, Freelance, you and Russ are probably the only motherfuckers going to understand what the fuck I'm about to show. And when I show these motherfuckers, y'all going to be probably the first ones saying, yeah, I get it, Steve. I get it. So, when I started fucking at 13, what I learned from my mentor was, we had to create the scenery and the music. So what we had when we were young, we had a all-in-one record player cassette tape combination where, and this is something like I had, guys, just like this shit. Don't judge me. So for all you guys who understand, a record is what you put there on the above. It's a record. Those two things at the bottom are tape cassettes. So what we would do is we would spend damn near all day waiting for the radio stations to play slow jams, or we would find records of slow jams from the 70s, and we would make fuck tapes. Teddy Pendergrass, fucking Earth, Wind and Fire, Luther Vandross, I mean, you name it. So, guys, don't laugh at me. Fuck y'all for laughing. But I'm saying we had this shit, and what we had to do, we had to make sex tapes. So it was no Frank Sinatra. So what I'm saying to you is that the women that came over to my place were all different colors and stuff. It wasn't about the race. It was setting the tone. So we would always have fuck tapes. And we would always say, here's my fuck tape. Listen to my fuck tape. You need to check out my fuck tape. My fuck tape is tighter than your fuck. It's like, see, back then when we used to listen to rap music, or you used to see some of the kids used to DJ and scratch and shit. So they would do mixes. And what we would do is the thing called breakdancing, which I don't understand is, what we would do is we would take some music and we'd get some cardboard, and we put the cardboard on the ground and shit. We'll take our favorite tape deck, and we'll put that motherfucker in, and we stop out to pop in or lock in, and then we get on and start breakdancing and shit. So So it's the same thing with that. So that's how old I am, guys. Don't judge me, but I'm just showing, I'm just showing y'all how old I am. But that's yeah. So I had that shit. So that's what's important in the game, that it wasn't about Frank Sinatra. It was setting the mood, and it didn't matter what the woman was. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that was the thing about it. So we had to make sure, because the tape deck would grab the tape and it would cut the tape. So we had to do surgery. We had to unscrew the tape. Wait, first we had to take the tape out of the fucking machine. Then we had to unscrew the tape. We had to get a pencil to roll that shit right. We had to get a little piece of clear tape. We had to cut it the right size, lay it down, put the tape over top of it, layer the tape over that shit, cut around that bitch, put it, roll it back up with a pencil, put the covering on that, screw it all in, and it worked. I'm just saying. Now y'all know what I'm talking about. y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. So y'all don't understand the struggle. But what I'm saying, Black Man 903, I'm saying that it's not about Sinatra. It's about setting the mood. And we would have, like I say, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass, all the motherfuckers playing this shit. Man, dog, hey, when they come over, we grab our little sex tape out of the cassette. Wait, no, we grab that motherfucker because we ever have it in a box somewhere. And we grab that motherfucker. Press rewind. Press play, and we are. I love my dogs, man. Oh, my God, man. Let me answer the question. Oh, wait, let me check the phone lines. I'm sorry. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are up. Okay, guys, we're going to shut the lines. We're shutting down in about 12 minutes. So y'all want to call and y'all got it. How do you turn a woman who asks you where you're from, leaving her where you want to go? Easy, brother. Peep game. So if a woman asks where I'm from, now remember, wait, before I tell you, I'm going to show you it's already in my head, but I want to walk you through the why. I want to show y'all guys game. So remember, game is very important that you do one thing. Remember, I always keep showing you this. All right, guys, I want y'all to see this right here. Guys, what y'all are looking at? Good question, Rich. I want you to say, let me take this off real quick, Rich, so I can show them this. Remember, this is what is called the interaction line. And this means, guys, like the thousand words, I got to watch on Eddie Murphy's thing. Whatever you say and do is going to set you on a course that is either going to be different and exciting or friend zone weird and creepy. It's called the line. I mean, this is ours. This is man mindset. Showing y'all that, okay? So when a woman asks, let me get to Rich's thing. Rich, very great question, brother. Let me grab your question again, sir. Give me a second. Let me grab Rich's question. Shit. Oh, there you go. Here you go. So, Rich, when they ask me where I'm from, I already know where I'm going with this. I'm not going to tell her where I'm fucking from. What I'm going to tell her is I'll be happy to share that information with you. But first, I got to play Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, guys. Hold on, Rich. Rich, I got to play Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe first, Rich. When she asked me that question, Rich, let's play Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Rich. Okay, ready? Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Wait, I do one potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato, or my mom told me to pick this one and you are it. Alright, we're gonna have it's too hot right now for cocoa. So we're going to go for wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. So what we're going to do, I already got the place. All right. So I played the tic-tac-toe. So now I'm going to answer the question. You want to know where I'm from? Well, this is what we're going to do. Saturday at 8 o'clock, I'm free. And what I want to do is I want you to accompany me to one of my favorite clubs. Where's my boy? I want you to accompany me to this club called the Dangerous Russ. And the reason why I want you to go to the Dangerous Russ is because not only is the atmosphere a great and sexual atmosphere where we can get to know each other in a more intimate way, but let me tell you about this jazz band called the FOA. And what I want and why this is why I want you to come there, because they've got this great song called Take My Dick Out of Your Mouth and Smack It on Your Face. And it's a great song. And it will give me an opportunity to allow you to introduce you to the leader of the band, Jeremy. And he's a real cool cat and everything. So I would love for you to accompany me so then we can sit down and I can tell you where I'm from while we get to know each other on a more deeper level. You see how I did that right there? You see how I did that, Rich? Never just answer the question. You see what I did there, Rich? What I did is I already figured out where I was going to take her, right? And all I did was use what she said. Because remember, Rich, all we're doing is playing tennis. Remember, I showed you guys this. No one's showing you this. Remember, my tennis game is not none of this shit, beating around the bush, walking on eggshells and all that shit. No, I'm going to flirt the fuck. I'm going to put flavor in her ear. I'm going to do all that shit. So I'm going to go ahead and put that ism on her by letting her know what it is I want to do. And that's how I lead her from where I'm from. I'll let you know where I'm from on our date. Because why would I tell you where I'm from if you don't want to go out with me? Why would I waste my words and my time telling you something that you don't want to do? Can't do that, man. Can't do that yet. I know, man. Sorry, man. Thank you, brother. I know, man. Fuck y'all, man. I know, guys. I know. Thank you, guys. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yeah. And if you really had money, they had tape cassettes that when they stopped, they played the other side, but we wasn't rich enough to have that shit. Okay. A woman that says she's high value and needs to know why she should be treating me like a king, should she be dismissed or give her? Okay. RH, here's the problem. I don't tell women they need to treat me like a king. They know they have to or they will be dismissed. And when they are dismissed, like I showed you before, see, this is when you know you're on the right path. Let me show you the first part. See, when you get this from a woman, I love showing y'all this because this is what you should normally get. When you get this from a woman, that's when you know you're on the right path to breaking her. But don't forget. Now, wait, y'all got to remember. See, now you're new here, so remember, this is what breaks her spirit. I'm the only YouTuber that teaches game to tell you you've got to have your lost and found box. Because this is going to break her spirit. When she comes over and she sees a lost and found box with other women's shit, it's going to break her spirit, okay? So that's step one, step two. Step three is when she realizes, and look, she's got to prove her verse to me, but this is where you get her. Why aren't you enough? Why aren't you enough, baby? Come, baby. I love doing this when they do this. Baby, let me know when you're free. Are you free? Well, we can see each other. You could come by later on tonight. Please don't hurt me. And I don't mean hurt her like in the physical, but she's hurting already type shit. I say, baby, look, you asked me a question. You want to know why I don't talk to you anymore. Can I just come over? It's okay. I'll be happy to explain. I can't explain to you on the phone. Okay, I'll be free at 6. Come over at 6. She give me a hug and shit. You know, I give her a kiss. And so I sit her down. I say, baby, look. What is that? What do you mean, Steve? Is that a 45-inch TV? Shit, hold up. Yeah, I think that's 45 inches. I said, baby, you know I play video games. I can't play no fucking video games on no TV like this. Matter of fact, I can't even watch Netflix movies on this shit. Baby, turn the TV on. You hear that? You hear that? What? I hear the TV. Where's the surround sound at? Baby, how am I going to play and I can't hear the shooting coming from the lefts in the back? When I'm playing Madden, I can't hear the roar of the crowd. When I'm watching a shooting movie, I can't hear the explosions and shit. Man, I can't be here. Matter of fact, where's my Xbox at? Come here. Let me grab your hand. Let's go into the kitchen. Baby. Let me open up the cabinet. Well, what's wrong? Look, you asked why I'm not here. Tell me something. Where's my box of Excuse Berry Crunch? You don't even have my Excuse Berry Crunch. You know I like the cocoa flavor and the fucking strawberry flavor, but you didn't have my Excuse Berry Crunch. So why would I be over here? Look at this. Where's my Belgian waffle mix? Where's my funnel cake mix at? Let me open the refrigerator at. God damn it. You don't even have my unsweet tea here. Let me check the freezer. Man, you don't have... Baby, let's go walk into the bathroom. Oh, it's nice you have all your shit, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Baby, where is my motherfucking 69 bottle deodorant at, baby? Where is my colognes at? You don't have my Allure? You don't have any of my deodorants here? What the fuck am I going to do here? So this is why I'm letting you go, because you don't want me here. See that, guys? Look, I'm not – hey, guys, listen to me. I'm not forcing her – let me check the phone lines real quick. Hold on, 447. Let me bring 447 real quick. 447, what's up, brother? How can I help you? Yeah, what's up, buddy? What's up?
Hello? Yeah, what's up? I've got two questions. First question, when I'm doing my puzzle piece, right, I'm going through, like, the outside and I'm working myself in. Does that mean that I'm playing it safe? I mean, not playing it safe, but...
No. The outside is the borders, right? But that's the first lesson. The first lesson of the game is internal. So you're working the internal. So the first lesson is the border. The border is your body, but you're working the mind. So that's lesson number one. I'm listening.
And so I have to start from, like, inside and work myself out. Inside, like, start from the inside of the puzzle and work myself out.
Yeah, because all your life you've been looking at the box to put the puzzle piece together. I'm saying rip the box up and train your own self to communicate to yourself about solving the pow that is a situation and not a problem. The pow would look like a problem first. That's the next lesson, another lesson. The pow is a problem until it becomes what? A situation. Thus, you're going to start training yourself. When you think it's a problem, you're going to realize through the puzzle pieces, there is no problem. There's only solutions.
Yeah. Thank you very much. My second question is, because I've already got the birthday package, which one's next? Is it a mouthpiece or is it a bed?
Send me a hello email, and I already talked to you. I'll send you your pathway. Just send me a hello email. I'll send you your pathway, okay? Okay?
Thank you very much, Steve. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Respect to you. All right. So we're about to wrap this up, but let me go ahead and finish up what I was saying. So if y'all notice, guys, I never told her that she has to do it. Thank you, 27 likes. I never told her she has to do it. She just asked me because, like I say, they want to know why they're not enough. Well, God damn it. Hey, dog, this is like $69. Where is my deodorant? You don't even have my fucking favorite fucking deodorant in the goddamn thing. Where is my Allure soaps at? Where's my Allure cologne? my Allure body wash, my Allure cologne, my Allure my shaving shit. You ain't got that shit. Where are my razors? You have nothing here for me. So why would I spend time? Now, you know, let's say Sally, don't be mad, but this is why I'm over a place. Because sometimes it's fun playing my video games, kicking up, drinking my, eating my excuse fairy crunch, and fucking chilling the fuck out. Knowing that we can fuck, I can take a shower, hey, and I can put on my $69 plus deodorant on my fucking body and know that I can leave fresh. But you don't have to do that, and this is why I keep telling y'all guys. Y'all are allowed to make demands. You guys are allowed to make demands. I say, Cyborg, I'm serious. Where are my potato chips? Where are my Pop-Tarts at? Fuck. You don't even have my Belgian waffle mix. What the fuck am I going to do over here? Sit and scratch my nuts? You just don't want me over here. Oh, but I do want you over here. Then you're going to have to do something. And guess what the fuck she does, guys? Oh, let me show you what she do and shit. Let me show you what she do.
Hey. You know, I know it's been like a month since I called you, but how you doing? Oh my God, are you Taylor? Yes. Oh, what, you forgot me? Oh my God, hi, what's going on? Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about you to see what you was up to. Oh, well, wow, Taylor, what have you been up to? I mean, what's been going on? Is it so long? Let's catch up. Oh, great. Well, I got an idea. Oh, you do? Oh, yes. I gotta think now. This is Taylor thinking to herself. Well, I gotta think. Taylor, think. Okay, I'm gonna do the apple peach and pumpkin pie. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do apple peach and pumpkin pie. Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Okay, well, hey, why don't we just hang out? Yeah, I heard there's a great place on the corner of No Booty, and let's hang out. Oh, wow, Taylor. Really? You want to go out with me? What, you don't think I like you? Well, Taylor, oh, my God, I didn't understand. Well, sure, absolutely, I'd love to take you there. Oh, well, okay, we'll do it tomorrow. No, well, if you're busy right now, I mean, I got a little bit of free time. Well, sure. Sure, let's do it. Right? So, now they're at the place. Wow, Taylor, I mean, wow, it's so great over here. Taylor, what are you up to? What have you been doing? Oh, nothing. I'm just, just texting, you know, just hanging out. Just, I don't know, these guys out here, they're just all boring. I mean, I don't know. I guess this is why I'm here with you, because you know what? I'm just so sick of those dicks and those assholes. But Taylor, I told you. You got mad at me. Taylor, I told you to stay away from that guy. Well, what are you talking about? Taylor, I told you. You know, stay away from Coach Justin. Taylor, I told you. That guy just wants to fuck. He acts like he wants to be your friend. He acts like he wants to be cool. And I know that he wants to fuck you, Taylor. And I mean, what? I mean, well, Taylor, I told you to stay away from Coach Justin. I told you. But you don't understand. He's a little asshole-y and he does what he wants. But Taylor, I told you, he's not the good guy for you. He doesn't care about you. I mean, gosh, all he wants to do is what? Just come over and put his dick on your forehead? And then you come over to me, start crying and everything? me, Taylor, come on. Look at you. You're so gorgeous. Oh, my God, Taylor, you're so beautiful. I mean, Taylor, I mean, wow, I mean, any, I mean, Taylor, I, you don't deserve a guy like that. And then you remember that asshole? You remember the Dangerous Russ? Remember him? All he was doing, yeah, all I would hear, you can come over, Danger, he's just a such an asshole. Danger, he's just such an asshole. And I was like, Taylor, come on, girl, that's not what we do, Taylor. We're better than that, Taylor. Remember that Prime 21 guy? Remember him? Yeah, I mean, he was cool and all, but, I mean, it seemed like he had other motives. I mean, I told you he had other women. I told you he was smashing other women, but you didn't want to listen to me. You didn't want to listen to me because you didn't care. Then, yeah. So what? I know you slipped up. I know you went with Jeremy and slept with another woman. And I know that was a good experience, but you cried and everything because he left you for that woman. But who was there to clean up the pieces? It was... You know what? It's good seeing you, Taylor. And, well, this was great. And you know what? We should do this again. Oh, absolutely. What's wrong, Taylor? I feel fat. Well, what do you mean, Taylor? You're absolutely gorgeous. You know, can I make a confession to you, please? Well, of course, Taylor. What's going on? Oh, I feel so fat right now. I just want to look sexy for you, and I just feel so fat. No, Taylor, you're good looking. You're absolutely gorgeous. Why would you say that? Well, I just feel so fat in these clothes. I mean, so I was trying to get myself together for you, and I started working out. And here I am in front of my TV, trying to work out, trying to look sexy for you. And I just, I don't want to talk, never mind, I don't want to talk about it. No, Taylor, please talk to me, Taylor. Please talk to me, Taylor. It's okay, I'm listening. You know, I've always was interested in you. It was just that I just feel like I wasn't good enough for you. So what I thought of doing is before I called you today, I wanted to work out. I wanted to work out and make sure I got my body right. So here I am trying to work out for a week or so, and my TV broke. Oh, no, Taylor, are you serious? Your TV really broke? Never mind, it's just so frustrating. Oh, my God, life is so hard, man. I'm not on my period, but it's just so fucking hard. No, Taylor, it's okay, babe. What's wrong? Talk to me, Taylor. You know, I've got that loft in that flat, and, you know, my bills are piled up, and I got all this stress. And I thought, well, you know what? Let me touch you. Oh, oh my God. Your skin is so soft. Yeah. Taylor, stop. Stop, girl. What's up, girl? What's up? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. Just that you just look kind of cute, but I'm sorry. I just have so much on my mind. Oh, my gosh. Oh, shit. What am I going to do?
Hey, motherfucker. Whoa. Here's your chance. Lisa, she just touched this. Oh, my God. This is it. Oh, my God. It's been 6 years. Motherfucking three months, fucking 6 days, and fucking 5 hours. And I think this is it, buddy. I think we're about to get some sex. Oh, my God. She just touched. Oh, my God. Look. Hold it down. We gotta hold the frame. Remember, we gotta hold our frame so we can go ahead and escalate, and we've gotta put that neg in. I mean, you know what the red pill said, so we gotta hold frame right now. Oh my God, she touched us and everything. So, alright, relax. I mean, we got her in. Oh my God, we're about to have sex. Oh my God, do I have rubbers? You have any rubbers? Oh my God. We gotta get some rubbers. Oh my God, you're about to fuck. Okay, don't piss her off. Just relax. We got this.
Oh, okay. Taylor, what's wrong, baby? What's going on? Well, you know what? You know, my TV broke, and I'm trying to get my body right for you, and I want to, you know, I want to look sexy for you, and, you know, I want to, you know, and I just feel such a fool saying it. You know what? Never mind. I don't want to bombard you with my problems. Oh, let's just forget it.
Hey, motherfucker. No. Hold the line. You're so close to fucking. Hold the line, motherfucker.
No, Taylor. Wait. Taylor. Hey, wait. Oh, it's okay. What happened? What's going on? Well, I don't know. It's just kind of odd. So, my TV was broken, right? So, well, I went to Best Buy. I didn't know anything about Best Buy, anything about electronics. I'm like, I'm just like a girl. I'm such a ditz. So I go in there, and it's like, oh, my God. It's so bright. And it's like, oh, my God. I saw so many of these TVs. And I'm like, oh, wow. Taylor, that's what Best Buy has. Best Buy has the best electronics. I mean, you can get laptops, computers, and all this other stuff. And, oh, my God, it's so, hey, oh.
Hey, motherfucker, shut your ass up. Let her talk.
Go ahead, Taylor. I'm listening to you. Well, I mean, I walk over, and it called my name. It was like, wow, oh, my God, look at this 10J TV. Oh, my God, it was just so beautiful. Taylor. Hey, wait a second. Taylor, it's no such thing as a 10J TV. They're really 8K. Really? Wow, because when I looked at the brand I got in my eyes right, it was like a 85-inch Sony 8K, what, you said 8K? Are you sure it's not 10J? No, it's not 10J, sweetie. You know, you have such pretty eyes when you say that.
Oh, shit. No, don't fuck this up. Come on now, we're almost there, motherfucker.
Well, it was odd to me because when I was looking at your 8K, it was weird because it had this, like, bundle. And I was like, wow, it's so expensive. And, you know, wow, wait. And it came with a surround sound. And I was like, you know, that's all cool and all, but I was like, you know, did you know that you can do like a workout on an Xbox? Have you heard about that? Oh, Taylor, absolutely. They're Xbox 8Ks and everything. They're the most coolest things ever, baby. It's really cool if you think about it. It's really cool. Oh, well, it was odd. It was like this bundle. You could get an 8K TV, surround sound, and an Xbox package, and it was so great. I don't have the money, but it's okay. I'll just, I guess when I get some money, I can work out with you.
Hold on, motherfucker. Check your account. Bruh, we got this. Bruh, no. What's $10,000? Yeah, we got this. Let's go ahead and buy the shit. And we're going to get some pussy. We got this. We got this, motherfucker. Get that AK. Let's get it.
Hey. Hey, relax. Don't cry. It was just so important to me. That I just want to look special for you. And I'm sorry. I don't really like to cry like this. Let me get some tissue and make it look like I'm crying, but I don't want to mess up my makeup and I don't want to cry like this. No, you're not crying or anything. It's okay. It's okay. Look, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Don't you worry about it. Here. Oh, no, no. We can't do that. No, no. I can't take your money like that. I don't want you to think that this thing that we have is about money when I actually care about you.
Oh, I knew she loved you, motherfucker. Pay for that shit right motherfucking now.
Oh, no. You know what? I got a confession to make, Taylor. I went to the Philippines, and then I went to Brazil, and I almost had sex with a prostitute. What? No, it's okay. Because I knew that when I paid all that money to fly overseas to see those women that were just going to use me for my money, I said to myself, you know what? It'd be better off because, you know what? I need to wait for Taylor because, you know what? The thing about us, the thing about our love, you know, the thing how I feel about you, I don't think it would have been right to be with him because I think I'm, till I was actually saving myself for you. Really? Wow. Oh, my God, that is the sweetest. It'll make me cry. Oh, my God, it's so sweet. Can we also have an extra joystick, please? Yeah, an extra joystick? Yeah, please. Wait.
Well, hey, welcome to Best Buy. My name is Robert. I'm a Pisces. Well, hey, would you like the warranty on this, ma'am? It's going to be a little bit money, but would you like a warranty?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Oh, no. It's okay, Taylor. Yes, we would like the warranty on that. Oh,
okay, great. Hey, so, buddy, you're a gamer? You don't have the new Call of Duty? The new Madden? You don't have the new games and everything? I mean, my God.
Oh, no. Man, you know, there was this thing I love to just drive naked and play a shooter. I find it so sexy when they do that.
Motherfucker, you better buy that Call of Duty. Get that motherfucking Madden. Buy that shit, motherfucker. You about to fuck.
Hey, you know what, Robert?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Go ahead. And put that on my chest. Nothing's too good for my girl. Are you serious? I'm your girl? Are you really me? Stop playing with me. Why do you play with me like that? See? I thought you... No. I'm serious. I'm serious. I've been waiting for this moment. Hey, go ahead and pay that shit. And you throw it, and we're going to put that on the wall and everything. Surround sound, set it all up. Nothing's too good for my girl. And you know what? You know, I got an idea. Why don't we get together tonight and celebrate this, cutie? I don't want to be too presumptuous, but is it okay if I get a hug? Well, yeah. Of course. Oh, my God, you just smell so good. I just...
Jesus, oh, my God. She kissed us. Oh, my God. This is it. This is our moment. Oh, my God, you fuck. Why did you spend all that money going to Colombia? We could have saved all this money. Why did you go to Thailand? Why did you go to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, Jamaica? Why did you go to the UK, Australia, New Zealand, motherfucker? We could have had this motherfucker right here.
You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so pushy. I didn't mean to kiss you and everything. Oh, my God, but you think we could come over tonight? Oh, absolutely, sure. Yeah, when they set everything up, oh, I'd love to come over and look it over to make sure it's perfect. Okay. Oh. What's wrong? Never mind. Gosh, never mind. You got to come over later. What? Why? What's wrong? Well, you see, I wanted to cook for you, but there's nothing in my cabinets. I just don't have much money. Oh, no. Hey, wrap that shit up. Come on. Wrap it up. Baby, guess what? We're going to go to the grocery store right now. We'll go right now. Come on. Let's go. Oh, my God. You're just so amazing. I appreciate, oh, my God. You're really going to buy me groceries? Jeez, I don't even know what I want. But you know what? You know what? Wow. Look at that. Have you ever had excuse berry crunch before? Oh, my God. You know what I love to do? I love to take the milk and pour it all over my body. And then pour all the excuse berry crunch all over my body and have a man eat it. Do you want to eat that? Like, get two boxes of excuse berry crunch and get the cocoa flavor. Oh, my God. They got Belgian waffles. I mean, this is the real stuff. I mean, when I was a little girl, we never... No, baby. Ain't nothing too good. Get the Belgian waffles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, look. Oh, my God. Funnel cake? Oh, my God, I can make you funnel cake. You like funnel cake? You like a woman cooking for you? Oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, funnel cake, okay. Oh, my God, look at the steak. Oh, man. Well, I can make you some steakums. Well, no. Let's get that fucking steak over there. Get two of those things. Get two of those things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to... Oh, my God. I'm going to get myself sexy for you. I'm going to get so sexy for you. Oh, my God. But wait. Oh, no. No, what's wrong? What's wrong? How can I get sexy for you when I have nothing to be sexy in? My girlfriend Masha was telling me, well, my girlfriend's brother's mother's uncle, sister's brother's big muff smells unicorn elves friend. There's this new, like, lingerie line, and I'm like, oh, my God, never mind. I'll just wear something. It might be a little raggedy, but nothing's too good. Let's go to the mall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going into Victoria's. No, I'll hold your purse. Don't worry. I'll be right here. No, take your time. I just gotta get myself together.
Okay, motherfucker. Okay. Relax. Did you put that doll up? I know you've been fucking that doll. Did you put it away?
I think I put the doll up. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, man, this is it. We've been waiting for this so long. We're gonna be fucking tonight. Okay. Wait a second. Let me try. Okay.
Well, you got your show game right. I mean, come on. Okay, let's practice. Let's do a practice move. All right? So, I got it. Ask her whose pussy it is. Let's practice.
Okay. Whose pussy is this?
No, motherfucker, come on. You gotta have a more panache. You can't say it that way. Hurry up, she's in line. Hurry up. Figure it out.
Okay. Let's hear this.
Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah, good job, man. I mean, you're going to get this time. You're in, man. Wow. After all this time, you're going to get the pussy. Oh, my God. Did you jerk off today?
Well, did we jerk off? No. No. Remember, we're no fap. Have you forgot?
See? That shit worked. Oh, my God. That guy was right. Oh, my God. I knew he was our hero. I knew you should have followed him because he's the right guy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The no fap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to get online. Oh, my God. Wait. Hurry up. Get on Facebook. You gotta tell the community. Hurry up, tell the community.
Oh my God, you're right. Hey guys. Oh my God, this is Red Pill Mike, no flap, being on my purpose, going my own way, high value man, Metal 86549. And guess what? Holy shit, that no fat shit. any fucking words because now I'm getting some pussy. Because guess what? I held off that dick. I didn't jerk off. See, they told me not to do that. I did a few times. But they told me how to jerk off, and I didn't jerk off. And guys, that's where I am right now. Yeah. Well, should I tell them that I'm holding a purse outside?
No, motherfucker, that's lie. Hey, I got it. You tell them that you're in Victoria's Secrets, and you just sit down. Okay, all right. You see that woman right there? Just take a photo of her. They'll never know. They'll never know. Take your camera and hold it up. Take a photo of her. All right, good shot. Take that picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, guys. This is No Fap, being on my own way, a high-value man, being on my purpose, Metal 54238. And guess what? Man, I'm in Victoria's Secrets right now, and look at what I got. Sin. Oh, there we go. See? Now they're going to think the No Fap she was. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Hold on. She's calling me over. She's calling. Okay. Hey, what's going on? Well, I got everything. I got my bras for you. I've got my lingerie for you. Oh, wow. This will come out to, what's the cash? $486.24? Oh, don't worry. I got you, babe. Ain't nothing too good for my girl. Ain't nothing too, oh, you said, so, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, my God. She kissed us. Oh my god. You remember that time that she was bitching about one of the motherfucking guys? Oh my god. And she was so sad that she ran to the bathroom and we started sniffing her panties. And she came out and she was about to hug us and her lip actually touched her cheek. Oh my god, it was like that moment. We're winning.
Hey, okay, good. Well, look, I've got to get home and get ready for you, so I will see you tonight, okay? Wait a second. Can I get a little hug? Press my titties up against you. Hug you. Thank you. You know what? You shouldn't have, and I look forward to seeing you tonight. Okay.
All right, man. Okay. All right, okay. All right, you got everything together. Okay, all right. We got to be on our purpose. Okay, our purpose is we've got to move from, let me go to YouTube. How to touch a girl. Yes.
Hi, my name is Ron, and welcome to the NoFap How to Get a Girl. And I want to let you guys know that if you ever have a girl... Mom, be quiet. I'm doing a show right now, Mom. I mean, that wasn't my mom. It's really my girl that I call her my mom. But anyway, but if you wanted to have a, if you're a no-fapper and you finally get a girl, what I want you to do is I want you to brief. I want you to go to monk mode real quick. Okay, close your eyes, breathe, and go monk mode.
Okay. Hi. I'm a no fan, I'm on my purpose. I got to fly to the Philippines and New Berlin. Cause I'm high value. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That was good.
Okay, now that you've done that, now we've got to go to part two. Now, remember, you're going over the house for the first time. Now, you got to be careful about that. Now, don't bring any chloroform, don't bring any duct tape, and don't bring anything that's going to make her feel weird. Now, you got to make... Mom! Hold on. Mom, come on, Mom. Mom, stop. Mom. Colin, cover the mic. Mom, I told you I want my sandwich cut like a dolphin. Mom, will you please cut the edges? Jeez, Mom, I'm just so sick of here. God damn, I'm 28 years old in your basement. Will you just stop it, Mom? I'm trying to be on my purpose. Stop it. and high value. Now cut my thing like a dolphin. Yeah, I'm back. I'm unplugged now. So now when you go over there, you got to make sure that you relax and everything, okay? You've already done your monk mode meditation and everything, okay? Now everything is fine. I believe in you, and you believe in yourself. So when you go over there, you just let everything happen. It's going to happen. This is your moment and everything, okay? So please, guys, join us right now. You know, we want to make sure that now wait a second. Wait a second. I got to ask a question. Hold on. I've got a conjuring. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I'm feeling vibration. Red pill. No. It's a black pill vibration. I'm feeling some kind of vibration right now. Wait a second. There it is. It's okay. It's okay. Yes. Yes, you are one with yourself now. Now go, my friend. Let me give you the power of the red pill. Yes. 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 You can go now. Now, if you like, I have a book called Red Pill Magic, and it can be yours for $5,000. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's good. I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm good to go, man. All right, we're good. We got everything together?
Hey, man, check your breath.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We good? We good?
Now, remember, we need a monk mode. They did the thing with the thing. They did the red pill thing. We're good to go. We're good to go with Crisco. So now we're going over there.
Okay. All right. We're here. We're going to get it. This is our time. This is our moment. We're going to get some pussy. Oh, my God. We're going to get some pussy. This is going to be fucking, oh, my God. We're going to fuck. Oh, my God. All right. At the door. Not another door. Okay. Hi. Hey, come on in. Oh, wait. What is that in the background? You got the music playing, girl? Wow, look at what you have on. Oh, yeah. Let me turn the music up. Oh, yeah. You know, I kind of like to move to this music and everything. Oh, wow, really? You know what? Why don't we just say, fuck that dinner and not cook it? Because I'll save it and put it away for another time. Why don't we go to the bed, tiger? Well, don't you want to talk first? No, let's go to the bedroom, tiger. Well, okay, if you want to go, I mean, we can go.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do we do now? She just went, wow, it wasn't in the manual. I didn't know what was the manual. He was just checking that fucking red pill shit. We went to mud. What the fuck? What do we do? Can we just go? Come on, just let him fuck.
Okay, let's go. Lead the way. Oh, now we're in the bedroom. Close the door. You know what? Before we do anything, give me a few minutes to freshen up. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, sure. I will start to button my clothes. Wait, what's wrong? God damn it. God damn it! Damn it! Wait, what's wrong? I've been waiting for this moment to be on top of you, have you inside of me? I don't want you to be mad at me. What's wrong? What's the matter? What's going on? Well, God damn it, I went to the bathroom to freshen up and I'm on my period. hilarious. Oh. God damn it. Oh, my foot. God damn it, Mother Nature. The hell with you, Mother Nature. No, no. It's okay. It's okay. Well, can you hold me? Sure, sure, sure. Don't worry about it. We got so much time to do this. We got so much time. You're the best. You know, you're so sweet and kind and loving and thoughtful. I mean, my God, you bought me a TV, a flat screen, an Xbox, a new joystick. You bought me a Fuseberry Crunch. You bought me, steaks. Wow. You bought me waffle mix. I think I'm falling in love. Really? Yeah. Can you just hold me now? And don't be mad at me. I'm sorry. I just wanted to show you my appreciation. I just wanted to show you. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Come here, girl. Come here. Let me hold you, and it's okay. I got you.
And that, motherfuckers, is how we get game. Huh, let me break this call in real quick. And yes, I will clip that shit. No, but guys, that's how we get game, guys. That's how game goes. Thank you, 228 likes. Appreciate all you motherfuckers, man. Man Mindset, motherfuckers, stand up. I'm the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. Fuck with your boy. Y'all know how to get at me. Get at me, guys. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your goddamn last. And gentlemen, don't worry. I will cut that clip out and put it on its own for you guys, man. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. Fuck with your boy. We out.
Just like that. Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Just like that, man mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Email the man mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.